When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's Moon,
PJ,
and Hobbs.
Hobbs is back. Yay. This is episode 5. Last week we had a guest. This week, zero for guestage. I don't know what's going on. We called everybody. Nobody wants on, and no sponsors either. So far, so good.
Your endless plugs last week did not bring us fortune.
No, I am going to try to get a deal on a cremation. You heard about that last week. If not, go back on the web and listen to episode 4. Dave Dahl is doing Cremation Society of Minnesota commercials. If you're in any way considering it, go ahead and mention Dave's name once you see the commercials. It'll help him out, and then maybe he'll come back and be a guest again. Otherwise, we don't pay. And that's another reason we get no guests. There's no benefit to being on this show whatsoever. You can't even find us on Google.
Not yet.
But we're getting there. And Hobbs had some great ideas in order to market the show with, you know, more of a visual presentation. So we're going to start doing stuff on YouTube.
Big time.
Well, that means we're going to have to dress for the occasion.
Oh.
My face hardly fits in the screen anymore.
Come on, that's not true.
I'm like sitting here saying, okay, what's going on with my face? It's large. My dog Ritz is sick. She's thrown up twice.
Oh no.
Yeah, we can't get her into the vet until the 19th.
Why not?
What did the vet say?
We can if there's an emergency. They said to keep an eye on her. Okay. She probably maybe ate something. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing like driving through your house and running through dog puke in your wheelchair.
Is there grass inside the vomit? That's the key.
Oh, no grass. No.
No grass? Okay, because grass is usually a big thing that gets my dogs to.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird being a pet owner? We have to examine what's in our dog's throw up.
Yeah.
My dog has a phobia. This is the craziest thing. She now won't even go through our front door to go outside to go potty. There's a mat, and she tries to jump the entire mat.
Okay.
And she's not going downstairs anymore. We took her to the vet. And they said it's not a vision problem, which is what we thought. They said she needs Prozac.
She needs to go on medication living with you.
Probably so.
It's probably, yes.
The dog that's the therapy dog that's supposed to calm you.
We've been trying CBD, and that works a lot. Have you ever done that with a pet? It's good.
No, I don't have a pet anymore. You guys are the pet people.
We are the pet people. And this is another thing that's weird as a pet owner. Between the two of us, P-Jug, you know, leaves the house occasionally or whatever, and I'm here, and she wants me to know what time the dog wants to go out, you know, and she says, you got to get to know their poop and pee schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm like going, okay. So what I do is I use my security cameras to figure out when the last time the dog was let out, because I can see the dog on the camera.
Of course. Okay? Anything to just like maximize the efficiency of relaxing, right? I'm just going to put together an Excel spreadsheet real quick. Look at all the times, cross-reference.
Well, and then think about that. You do that with a pet. Would you do it with a spouse? Our unnamed producer just used the bathroom at home. And the woman he loves dearly does not love him back right now because it's odoriferous.
Apparently so.
And does she accuse you many times of this foul stench?
Well, let's just say it doesn't smell like roses, that's for sure.
P-Jug's here. P-Jug, you know, you follow me into the bathroom once in a while.
Yes, I do. P-Jug here.
She always says P-Jug here. I don't know why she does that. P-Jug here. So anyway, when I go in there, how is it? I mean, is it, you know, like...
I used to follow you into the bathroom too, buddy.
That's right.
That's where the face mask comes in handy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, COVID's been great for anybody following me into the can. You know, it's not just finishing your business, but on the way there, sometimes there's flatulence. we're getting really deep, aren't we? I think it's pretty deep in here. But one time I was working on a radio station and the traffic report was on and I couldn't wait.
Current temp is 85 in traffic.
There is a crash at County Road C. What was that?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I think I know what just happened. But I don't even want to give you the time of the day. I'm shutting your mic off.
Yeah, there you go. A little example of some of my Marconi award-winning broadcasting.
Can we talk about something other than poop? Pretty please.
How about pee?
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about throw up, poop, pee. You know, like, I'm not a prude. It's just like.
We've covered all the fluids, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty well, not all of them. And let's not see what we left off.
Did you see the M&M store at the Mall of America? It's brand new and it's massive.
Yeah, you sent me that. I went to the one in Vegas.
I think it was
in Las Vegas. Yeah. And then you could get your name put on the M&Ms. Then you could eat your own name. And that was awesome.
Ooh,
that is pretty awesome.
That is cool.
P-Jug. I can see it now. P-Jug M&Ms.
That's what we should do. We should get a combo of Moon, P-Jug, and Hobbs. Different colors.
A gift bag for somebody. Yes. With all of our names.
And we promise we're not going to let Moon touch them.
I'm on a lifestyle change. Can we also talk about more food?
I would like to talk about more food.
Okay, so we've covered the new M&M store, but what we didn't talk about is the fact the Minnesota State Fair, one of the country's largest, I think it's number two behind Texas. The State Fair is going to have an event, I believe, in May. And, you know, it's not going to be a full-blown fair, but there will be live music. There's going to be lots to eat. I think, you know, they lost a ton of money canceling last year. Think about that. How many annual visitors does our fair get? Isn't it like 3 million or something like that?
I think it's 2 million. And I will, for the Minnesotans in the audience, yes, I will correct him. The Minnesota State Fair is bigger. More people come per day. The Texas State Fair runs for a month and ours runs for only 12 days. So we get more people.
And then our unnamed producer, he goes to the State Fair every single day. And what do you do there every single day? Do you get different fried stuff? I mean, what's the draw for you to go that many times and that many people?
Just walking around with the ability to have a beer in your hand and eat whatever food you want is something that you don't get to do very often in the state. And I could people watch, drink, and eat food all day long. So why not?
And if you've ever walked around the fair with he knows everybody. He gets stopped all the time. Like you're walking past a booth. He's like, oh, yeah. That's old Jim Jorgensen over there. Yeah, I used to know him from the golf course. My old man and this and that and the other thing. And like, I mean, he knows he is the most Minnesotan, small town, knows everybody who lives in a city guy.
Can I call him too?
Oh, sorry. I was calling him G.
That's all right.
It's too late. The best thing in my eyes to eat, I've always said this at State Fair, is the gizmo.
Oh, yeah, you love those.
Some person from Iowa started at, I believe, the Iowa State Fair, and they sold so many of them, they opened at the Minnesota State Fair. So now that person works for 24 days a calendar year.
Nice.
Right? But when they're working, they're almost working 24 hours a day until the fair's beginning to the end. And those gizmos, I think they're now like $8. Man, they're good.
Over the 12 days, I had 14 of them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Hobbs and unnamed producer, what are your favorite foods at the fair? What do you miss? What are you going to get when you get back there this year?
God, it's different for me a little bit every year because I always want to get one thing on the new list.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and now they serve cheese curds in restaurants, which is kind of ruining it. But the mini donuts, boy, they're just not the same anywhere else. Those warm when they're hot.
Yes, you have to have them. Yeah, they're always
hot. Yeah. Oh, they are good.
They're always hot.
If it's not the gizmo for me, bacon on a stick is a big one. The corn. Oh, the corn.
Oh, yeah, corn.
I love the corn.
I always try something new, like Tiffany.
Or Hobbs. We don't even know what we're calling each other.
We don't know. But yeah, you got to try new stuff. There's always good stuff. But the staples, you can't go wrong with.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of funny. We had a booth at the state fair and it was right next to the meth addiction booth.
What? No.
Yeah.
I never saw the meth addiction booth. Yeah,
that was a while ago. Are you talking about our state fair?
Yeah, it was really weird because it was us, then a meth booth.
No, and then, it wasn't.
Yeah, and then the corn of the cob. But the thing about the people is that are all on meth. They got no teeth, and they, you know, you get it.
Oh, my God. That was a long way to walk for that one.
Yeah, that was a long way.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Moral of the story, don't do meth.
Yeah. If you want to enjoy corn at the state fair. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about, and I know people are, Bill and Melinda Gates getting divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, somebody said on a late night talk show last night, I got kind of a kick out of it. Think of after the divorce is final, Bill Gates remarries, but remarries Jeff Bezos. That's the only way either one of them are going to get all their money back.
Yeah, that's true. They could team up. Exactly. Well, and I think good for Melinda. She finally got free. Like, brilliant.
You know why Melinda Gates left, right?
No.
Because Bill was Microsoft.
Hey.
Okay. Are you stealing jokes from dad memes again or what?
No. No, but I actually have some jokes I'm going to tell here in a little bit.
Oh, good.
You know, with the Gates family, they gave away almost all their money. And there's several families. I think they said that they're worth between the two of them $190 billion.
And they have no prenup.
They have
I heard that on my favorite morning show.
They do have a strategic agreement in place to help divvy up the money that they have currently. So it's not a legal prenup, but it is something that they can facilitate how the money will be spent. And I heard it was around $126 billion from what I remember. But
I believe that's true.
I think she walked in on him and he made one of those robot ladies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like, now that she like realizes, like, you are a freak and I just can't anymore. I can't compete with you and all your binary and JavaScript and whatever.
I sat down one time and tried to figure out how much $1 billion actually was. And so it's 1,000 million is a billion.
Okay.
So if you have
1,000 million, wow.
1,000 million is 1 billion. Oh, and by the way, those jokes I was warning you about, these are from Deb in Nebraska again.
Oh, Deb in Nebraska. These are always gems. Yeah. Deb in Nebraska was kind of filthy the last time we had her on. She was a little on the line.
My friend got mad when he caught me smelling his sister's panties. I don't know why he was mad. Maybe it was because she was still wearing them or because the whole family was watching. Either way, it made the funeral awkward.
That's
horrible.
Is that how they do it in Nebraska? There you go, Deb.
I guess,
Deb. That's what I'm saying. Deb is kind of racy.
So I donated $100 to a blind kid's charity. Too bad they won't see a dime of it.
Oh my gosh.
Deb.
Oh, my God. Deb. Deb.
I walked into the kitchen, saw my wife chopping up onions, and it made me cry. Onions was a good dog.
Oh, God. That's bad.
Oh, my God.
That's enough of that for now.
That's so bad. That's so bad.
I have found something new to watch on television, a series.
Yeah.
And here's the reason why I started watching it. You know, and you've even heard Brian Regan featured on this podcast, and maybe we can play some more Brian here in a second. Check this out. On Jimmy Fallon the other night, Brian Regan, a comedian, shows up. And they're talking about his new Netflix special. They promote the fact that he's on a television show and that he's really, you know, maybe even going to win some awards for his acting abilities.
Cool.
And one of the Farrelly brothers is behind the show called Louder Milk. Louder Milk, just like it sounds. L-O-U-D-E-R, Milk. Louder Milk. Louder Milk plays a sober coach. That right there opens up the door.
That's pretty funny premise.
Many twisted roads, because he'll walk into a meeting. There might be 20 guys in the group. It's like an AA meeting. And then they have to share their experiences about alcohol or maybe what's bothering them or what their triggers are because of their addiction issues. And there's probably 20 alcoholics in there. But then there's one guy that sneaks in from a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting and he's just kind of hanging out perving on people. right? And that's just one of the, and this is another thing they're doing. I can't even believe they're doing it. There is a guy that has a birth defect, and his arms and his hands are maybe a foot long.
Oh, you know what? I knew a guy whose one arm was like that. Yeah.
Yep. And mm-hmm. and what they do is they use him in all kinds of scenes, like playing ping pong and just all this stuff that you wouldn't expect from a guy whose arms were a foot long. It's just a very dark comedy, very dark.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so if you want to, you know, check it out, it's on Amazon Prime. And the guy's name is Brian Regan. Here he is now.
You know the ultimate in looking like an idiot? It's when you walk into a spider web, right? Because nobody else sees that spider web. They just see you walking off in the distance, suddenly flipping out for no reason whatsoever. You're just walking along, everything's fine, all of a sudden, no! Ah! Hey, did you see that guy? He just snapped. He was walking along, he just went nuts through that tree. Look, he's still doing it. I don't know what happened to him. It's the same thing when a little bee starts chasing you around. Nobody sees the bee, they just see you, you know, just trying to brush them. Oh. People off in the distance. Hey, is that guy waving to us? Hey, how you doing? No!
Okay, so check out Louder Milk on Amazon Prime. P-Jug is not the hugest fan at this time.
Well, you're farther along with it than I am. I think you finished the first season last night.
I did.
I think I'm on episode 4.
Anybody else got something they're watching that's good?
I finally can watch Handmaid's Tale without Hulu. And really, I don't think this is my best option because I'm just sitting at home getting pissed.
Tell me about that, Hobbs, because I just signed up for Hulu once again to watch The Handmaid's Tale.
But the weird thing about that show is that all of the things that happen, especially in the book that Margaret Atwater wrote, everything that happened in the original book are all things that have happened in other cultures at some point towards women. So anyway, so I'm just getting myself mad. And now I'll probably need a sober coach. So I should watch Louder Milk, right, Moon?
Yeah, watch Louder Milk. That'll help.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
It takes me back to the days when I used to go to meetings all the time. I went to NA, I went to CA, and I went to AA. It saved
my
life.
What's CA? I don't know CA.
Cocaine Anonymous.
Oh, okay. So that's like you guys get your own meeting apart from the Narcotics Anonymous?
We're beyond you mushrooms, guys.
Yeah. Were you ever in a meeting and some guy's telling his story and you're like, that's nothing.
Oh.
Like you're like, whatever.
I had a bunch of stories, but probably one of my scariest stories at a meeting was a guy had talked about having a relapse and he's driving down the road and he hit something.
Oh God.
And he went ahead about a half a mile before he stopped. He looked and he had blood on his bumper. So he drove the car home, put it in the garage, shut the doors, tried to scrub the blood off. And then in the news later that day, there had been a man that had been killed by a car in that area, right? And so this guy goes in and he decides, I'm going to confess. Mm-hmm. And so he confesses, but what he didn't know was they'd already arrested somebody. The drunk guy hit a dog, right?
No.
Which is not good either.
But. No, and he went in and confessed to hitting a man with his car because he was drunk. So that's not good. And those are the kind of stories you get in meetings.
I meant for you to, well, I didn't necessarily mean for you to tell his story, but that's.
Well, it's anonymous.
Well, it's kind of me. It's, yeah.
It is. I left him anonymous.
It's super anonymous. Yeah.
Oh, and I could tell you stories. Oh.
No. I'm not saying that we should. I'm just saying. I was just asking.
People, you know, have been known to do stupid stuff when they're hammered.
Yeah. Oh, and when they're sober. There's a lot of that too.
Absolutely.
Harder to explain.
Oh, and then you wanted to talk about another show.
It's called The Queen of Meth. You were speaking of meth earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Did you know that you know who Tom Arnold is, right? The comedian, actor.
Married to Roseanne for a while.
Yes, he was. And was a comedian who was based out of Minneapolis for a long time. And then that's actually kind of how they met. But anyway, his sister, Lori, is getting her own television show. And that is because in the early 80s and 90s, Lori was dubbed the Queen of Meth. She's basically like a real live Walter White from Breaking Bad. And this is Tom Arnold's sister. Like, for 6 years, she was one of the very first early adopters into the meth game. And now she's served her sentence. She can talk about her story. And oh my God, the trailer is crazy. It looks really interesting, but it's Lori Arnold, Queen of Meth. I think it's starting this week.
Everybody should watch a good show about meth. That's really how binge watching started, was Breaking Bad and meth. Another thing I want to address today on podcast episode number 5, which you can find on the Tom Bernard Network, or Google Moon, P. Jug, and Hobbs, and you can play it that way too. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on a whole bunch of them. People, as we get closer to herd immunity, still won't take their shots. And they've been addressing this on the news, and I have far right friends on the Republican side that say they're never going to get a shot. But I can't understand why you wouldn't want to take this vaccine. I mean, sure, they don't have long-term data and we could all grow a fourth arm, but right now,
which would be nice.
Yeah. Fourth arm.
Yeah. The third one hurts. It's the fourth one that comes in a lot easier. It's like wisdom teeth.
And you can't buy gloves for three arms.
Yeah, right. Because then you're always, well, then, but then actually you know what to do with all the ones where you just lose one in the winter.
Do you know anybody that won't take a shot?
I do. And I know a lot of people that were really hesitant about it. And, but here's what I'm saying. They're like, well, I can't believe they're going to make us take one to travel. Well, here's what I would say. Anybody who's traveled internationally, there are a certain amount of inoculations you're required to take before you can depart. So this really isn't any different than like yellow fever or something like that, other than it has not been studied as long. And I certainly understand that this is a rush, but this is also a vaccine. This is not a long-term medicine that we're all going to be committed to be on for 2 years. Like it's a shot or two shots. I get my second shot next week. I didn't have any problems with the first one. My arm was just a little sore, like a flu shot.
Yeah, the second one's the bummer.
You might be all right.
Yeah, I didn't have any problems with my second one. How about you, P-Jug?
I had Johnson & Johnson, so I just had the one shot. And no problems. It was just a little prick. Right. It was no problem.
What you need is shots in the butt.
Shots in
the
butt.
Oh, my God, no. Let's
just a little prick. Won't hurt you.
Yeah, well, if you don't want to take a shot, I wish you would.
But, you know, bringing it back to the meth question, like people will buy drugs from that someone knows they made in a bathtub. And yet, no, I don't trust some of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. I don't know where that's coming from. That hasn't been tested. I like to get my stuff from, you know, Tim down on the corner. I don't know. I don't have a meth dealer's name. I don't think Tim is maybe the most common answer, but.
Was Tim mowing at midnight by chance?
Yeah, he probably. Maybe that's why you're. Yeah. Good callback. That's a good callback, P-Jug. That's right. That's why he's out mowing.
And you were talking a little bit about traveling. Would you go on a cruise right now? Because there's deals.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what's funny? Because there's a lot of work for comedians right now on cruise ships. Because a lot of people won't. And every time I get fired or I have a major change in my life, I always think of that as my backup plan. I will just go be a cruise ship entertainer because I was obsessed with Love Boat and I've wanted to live on a ship ever since I was a kid. So,
you should do that.
I think I got to do it when I'm retired. I want to do it when I'm the same age as the people cruising. Cause then I could find a nice older gentleman, you know, maybe an arrhythmia, something. Yeah. Will.
I went on a cruise with a guy friend one time. We went to the karaoke bar and we sang "I Got You, Babe" to each other.
Oh, I love it.
And I had a queen sitting in the front row come give me a kiss.
Like a sovereign?
Was it Queen Elizabeth?
It
or
was not Queen
else?
Elizabeth. He was more of a drag queen, actually.
Okay.
We got it. We got it.
That was fun. Yeah, take a cruise. When you go on cruises, I've been on 10. I love it. It's my favorite form of vacation. Been doing it for years. Been all over the globe. It's a lot of fun. I still want to do the Panama Canal. They've actually got cruises now. Check this out. They leave from New York and they end up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. So they go around the entire, you know, North American hunk of ground. It's pretty amazing.
I'm not trying to name drop on you. I've only been on one cruise and it was through the Panama Canal. It was the Radisson Diamond. I won it through a work trip. It was a year long sales competition. And I was one of the people that finished in the top, but I'll tell you what, going through the Panama Canal is boring. It is. You are looking for an entire day at two walls.
Oh, that's interesting.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. There's like, there's the northbound lane or the, well, I guess that'd be east west. There's one and then there's the other, but you can wave at like the guys on like the oil rigs and the other ships. And some of the girls, I think, were a little loopy up on the top deck. And I think they're giving a bit of a show as the, oh, as the seamen were floating by.
Seamen?
Yeah. The seamen. That's their title. They're seamen.
Now we've covered all the fluids.
See, and I was the one who was complaining, and now it's me. All right, I'm putting myself in timeout. It's my fault. Dang it.
Oh, I'm glad I could capitalize on that.
You know, we've been on so many of those ships, and we always go to the comedy store on the ship. We usually go in Norwegian, and the reason is they have no dress codes at all for anything. One time, this was awesome. Do you remember Newman?
I love that that's your deciding factor. There's no dress code.
I know.
Most people think about the location or the food.
I know.
Or, you know, funny. What are the activities going to be? Yeah. What's the rating? He's like, where can I show up in a robe and get a steak dinner?
Right.
That's what I want. I want to put on no shoes.
Yes.
I'll pay $2,500. I'll do that for a week.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, do you guys remember Newman from Seinfeld? He was on a cruise that I was on. It was amazing.
No way.
Everybody was walking up to him. Hello, Newman, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm sure he was so over it. But, you know, you can go down and buy pictures of yourself that were taken by the staff of the cruise ship, and they put them in like a gallery, and then you find your picture and buy it or whatever. I didn't care about my picture. I just wanted a picture of Newman. So every night we would go down trying to find a picture of Newman. Couldn't get one. Eventually, on the last night of the cruise, we went to a restaurant that was pretty full, and they gave me a beeper when my table was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me.
Put it in your sweatpants.
Yeah,
it's dinner time. You're not an animal. You wore the good sweats.
Right.
And they were sweaty.
Yeah, they were sweaty. And I end up going to my table, and they seat me right next to Newman.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
How is he dressed?
How is he dressed? He was dressed impeccably.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Who is he with?
I think it was his wife. Is he married?
I don't know.
Either that or he's cheating. Newman's cheating.
Don't start that rumor.
No.
So go on a cruise. Enjoy yourself. Go to the comedy stores at the on the cruise lines. We've seen some really great comics on board, and we've seen some that not so much.
Yeah, well, you've got to have two shows. You have to have a clean show and you have to have a dirty show. It's a requirement. You have to have the early show that has to be 100% straight, okay, for 10-year-olds to 100-year-olds. And then you got to have your dirty show. But even your dirty show, you're not supposed to like
be too dirty.
Talk about it. Yeah, exactly. It's still not really like, it's not R. Like it's kind of an R, but not a X. Yeah.
Which one do you do, Hobbs? The clean or the dirty?
I do both. I'm doing a corporate comedy show next week down in Mankato for a group of their organization are all in-home daycare providers. Can you believe it? I actually can do clean material. I can.
How much do you think if you're on a cruise ship and you do two sets a night, what do you make for something like that?
Oh, that completely varies. The amount of, you know, the size of the ship, what you can negotiate, who your booker is. Usually you're doing anywhere between like a 6-week to 3-month run. The nice thing is you really can't get off the ship to blow your money unless it's one of the ships that has gambling, which I would not recommend if you're a gambler.
I'll tell you what, I've had pretty good luck usually on board. I don't know why.
But imagine being there for 6 weeks.
And, you know, now you can do cruises, like they have gay cruises. They have, all different kinds of specialty cruises where you actually travel with a rock band. They'll hire like some band like Whitesnake.
Didn't they have like a Backstreet Boys cruise? And like, I think I have a friend that actually went on one. I think it was Backstreet Boys or.
I think there was a Backstreet Boys cruise.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean, if you're a super fan of something, that's fun.
Yes,
and they're going to perform and they're just going to be kicking it at the pool with you. And
yes,
I don't know.
That sounds fun.
You can just stalk right up close.
Is there any band right now that you'd really want to see after COVID? We haven't had any entertainment. For me, it's Foo Fighters. They're doing 4 shows, but not anywhere near here.
Aw.
But yeah, I mean, they're starting to release some concerts for the rest of the year, like Luke Bryan.
Yep.
I mean, there's a couple of shows out there.
I would really like to see Chris Stapleton when he hits town.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah,
I adore him. And I'm also super into Greta Van Fleet right now. Greta Van Fleet is a group of guys. Mm-hmm. They sound so much like old Led Zeppelin, and I am one of the biggest Led Zeppelin fans.
Oh,
so
me too.
They sound like the early days. I mean, they're, but what's funny is they interviewed these kids and like, no, we never listened to Led Zeppelin. We listened to Aerosmith. The kid sounds exactly like Robert Plant.
I remember when they replaced Steve Perry in Journey.
Oh, I know. That was a contract. Well, he left. Him and Neil Sean got into a big fight.
And then the thing about it was the guy that replaced him, it sounded just like him.
Yeah. Well, they did like a tour. I remember they did auditions for almost like 2 years, and that they found that gentleman in, I believe he's from the Philippines. And at the time when he nailed the audition, he didn't really speak English. He just knew Journey songs and he could sing it just like Steve Perry. Doesn't look anything like Steve Perry, but like an angel, like he could mimic him perfectly.
When I was living down in Texas, Steve Perry used to come by the radio show all the time. And he had a best friend in Houston that was being treated for a tongue cancer. And so he would fly into town.
Ew.
Whenever he did, he would, stop by the show. And he was just a really good dude. I got a picture with him over the course of the years. I had pictures with so many different people that I was into, like Jackson Browne. I got one with, I could name a zillion of them.
We only have to fill 6 more minutes. So. Yeah, we only have to. Let's not go through the whole list.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, it is nice to be able to document that you met somebody.
Yeah, it's cool. But, but did you meet them? Are they going to remember the picture? That's the way I always look at it. Because people are always like, do you want a picture with someone? I'm like, nah. They're not going to remember me. I'm Adam. Like, what am I going to do with that? Like, you know? Here's me next to someone who doesn't know me again. Yeah. I don't know. Right. Like,
I remember when we took pictures with Billy Joel backstage at the
now. Billy Joel, I would definitely take a picture with just so. Yes. Billy. Yeah.
I came up with an idea. He was playing on his birthday at the Excel. I got a billboard like this size, you know, a traditional billboard size, and we put it outside the venue and had people on staff handing out markers and people could write Happy Birthday, Billy, on this, you know, giant billboard. So then we roll the whole thing up after everybody'd written Happy Birthday, Billy, or whatever they're going to write. And we presented it to him backstage. And I was expecting a bunch of security. But there was one guy with Billy. When I walked up to Billy, he was so short. I couldn't get over it. Right. I'm like going, whoa.
Because you're such you're a tall man.
I'm 5'7".
Yeah. So if you're saying he's short, he's short. I thought he was more like your height. I thought he was more like 5'7".
I did too.
So yeah, he was very pleasant and he accepted it, looked it over, got a big smile on his face, allowed us to do selfies. I'm going to put that up on the website. Do we have a website started yet? I don't think we do. Somebody should tell me if we do.
You would know if we did because you're the one financing this show. No, we don't.
I bought the domain. So who's going to do the work?
This is what I love. Yeah. Look, just corner us while we're recording and ask us who's going to, this is how Moon delegates. Well, yes. You know, I've been thinking there should be a free airplane for me every day.
Typical Moon.
I know. You know who we should get as a guest? That Adele. She's not doing anything right now. Yeah. Talk to her.
Give her a call.
See what the Queen's up to. She likes me.
Hey, Mother's Day this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. You're a mom.
I am.
Tell us about your child or children.
I have a child, singular. Thanks. We only worked together for 7 years. I'm nursing right now. You can't see it. Distracted. My kid works in the restaurant industry and is going to have to work most of Mother's Day serving other mothers and not me, which is crap. And then I have to go spend time with my mother. Which I adore, but because of COVID and stuff, and I'm not fully vaccinated yet, we're going to just kind of hang out. We're going to go for a walk in the park. We're probably not going to go to a restaurant or anything quite yet.
Oh yeah.
Cause my stepfather is quite a bit older than my mom. Oh God, if he would listen, but like not quite a bit, but like he's 15 years older.
And then P-Jug, you want to tell us about your kid or your kids?
You don't know hers either. You're married.
He doesn't know mine.
Okay. No, wait, do not answer P-Jug. What are her children's names and ages? Go Moon.
Danielle, 30.
30, yes.
Right?
Dang.
Elena is, I'd say, 25.
26.
26 just turned.
In October.
I wasn't that far off. And then she's got stepkids.
And
Trevor
and
Maggie Jane.
Yeah.
Those are my kids. And so we're going to have a fire pit for Mother's Day. It's outside, social distanced.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be fun. We're going to get pizza.
I think you're forgetting one of your children.
Oh, for the love of God, I did forget my other child, didn't I?
You have a son.
My other son's name is Jeremy.
I was
Jeremy.
Waiting for the math on that. I'm like, I know P-Jug has two. You have three.
I guess I do.
Yeah, it's, yeah, no more. No mas.
I'll never forget my vasectomy.
None of us will.
How often do you get to say vas deferens?
Past eighth grade biology and not a lot.
I remember the smell of the cauterization.
Oh my God.
What?
They have to burn.
Don't. Okay. All right. I don't know. Oh. I'm not in charge of this. How do we edit? How do
okay.
I mute him?
Yes.
I used to run the board and I could be like, nope. And play a song and take his mic down. And then I wouldn't hear about his burnt vas deferens. Ew.
Oh, Deb sent another joke.
Make it count this time.
What's the difference between Chris Brown and Santa Claus?
Oh, I'm not answering this.
Santa stops at three hoes.
Oh my gosh.
Deb.
Here's another one. My friend surprised me on my birthday with a book called Roadkill Recipes. So I did cook some roadkill the other night. And I cooked it according to its recipe, and it was delicious, but I'm not really sure what I should do with the bicycle.
Oh, Deb. And Deb wants to get paid for this?
Deb, you know what? I feel like Deb's not her real name. I feel like it's, I think she's going under an alias. It could be something else. We might have to do a deeper dive and do a reverse Google on this.
It could be Karen. Who knows?
It could be.
We got to get an update on your dating situation with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God. I know it's been a rough week, babe.
Aaron Rodgers wants out of the Packers organization. It's ugly right now.
Yeah.
For more than one reason. Of course, they picked up a young quarterback last year.
They're cheating on him after he was so good to them for so many years.
I thought the Packers were going to go all the way to the Super Bowl last year. And then I find out that Hobbs is dating a guy that looks exactly like him. I think you guys could have some fun with this. There's got to be, can you guys like set up a picture booth and charge $5 to get your picture taken with Aaron Rodgers or something?
I could, because you know what, but I would have to do it after probably about 10 o'clock at night. You know, when people are a little fuzzy, because he is not nearly as tall as Aaron Rodgers, but well, you met him, you and P-Jug met him. People tell me that he looks like Aaron Rodgers. What did you think? You thought he did.
I think so. Yeah, yes.
But people ask for his picture all the time. And I think they know it's not him. I mean, I think they know it's not Aaron Rodgers, but they like the idea of taking a picture with someone who looks like Aaron Rodgers. They're not totally convinced it's Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe. But there's been a couple dudes that were a little bit lit that for sure thought it was Aaron Rodgers and kind of started talking about the strategy for next year. And it's like, yeah, it's not him.
Man, I miss football. In the offseason, I just miss it.
I know. Me too.
I'm such a junkie. I'm in all these fantasy leagues and, you know, I just enjoy it. I grew up in Nebraska. We had nothing other than the Huskers.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you always kind of gravitate to the NFL franchise closest to where you live. So for us, it was the Denver Broncos. I used to live in Denver when John Elway was the quarterback and it was so weird. I mean, people would follow him around like, you know, TMZ people and they'd go through his trash and they'd go knock on his door on Halloween to find out what kind of treats he was giving the kids. Yeah. And
they'd find nothing because the guy is an angel. I mean, John Elway is like America. Like he really is like just such a wholesome guy. What a great brand.
Man. Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine people sniffing around in our garbage moon? They'd find something.
Oh,
there'd
be
some stuff there.
Oh, I can tell.
Oh, a lot of dirt.
Yeah, we'd have to get a trash compactors. Are those even a thing anymore? Do people even do that anymore? They're like, oh, you can just make a cube of trash. I remember my grandmother loved it, like rode my grandfather like Seabiscuit to get that thing. And then when she got it, she's like, look at how small it is. Look.
And now everybody's doing air fryers.
Yeah. Put the air fryer in the compactor. That's what
Or the Instapot.
Yeah, I thought that was one of those neti pots for the longest time. I'm like, what's wrong with all your sinuses, people?
Oh, by the way, we have no guest booked for the near future.
Oh, I do have an idea for a guest.
You do?
Yes, I do, because I've secretly been in communication in my mind with a friend of mine who is a well-regarded psychic.
Really?
Oh. Which means I haven't sent an email. I just thought about it.
Oh. Probably going to expect your call. She knows it's coming.
She knows it's coming. You should.
If you want to write us, by the way, moonpjughobbs@gmail.com.
And let's spell it. So moon, M-O-O-N, obviously. P-Jug, yep. P-J-U-G.
G.
Two G's?
Two G's.
So it's pronounced P-Jug, but there are two G's.
Yep.
So it's almost plural.
It's like a rapper.
So what, am I the person who's featured on this song and Hobbs? Like, Hobbs. I'm the producer. Like, I wrote like 60 seconds of the beat and they're like, nah, she's a pain. We got to put her in the credits. And Hobbs is H-O-B-E-S or H-O-B-B-E-S?
B-B-S.
Okay. Two O's, two G's.
Yep.
Two B's.
Two B's, right. You can see us on late night cable.
Very late night.
It's time to end the podcast. It's time to shut off the mics. It's time to end the podcast and get 1,000 likes. You need to share this podcast with friends in cars or bikes. It's time to end the podcast and get 1,000 likes. Why do you always listen? I guess we'll never know. A fat guy in a wheelchair, what the does he know? It's time to end the podcast. It's time to get some likes. Go to your computer, type it in, and you're gonna win. We are out of lyrics in Moopy Jug and Hobbs.